Hey, this is Paula Souza, and you're listening to the 3-Minute Message Podcast. Go to 3MinuteMessage.com now for exclusive freebies, life hacks, and inspiration to transform your life and help you grow God's business. Join this community over at 3MinuteMessage.com. That's the number 3MinuteMessage.com spelled out. Now, here's today's 3-Minute Message. God's grace is all about undeserved mercy and acceptance in spite of our mistakes. Grace should give us the confidence to move forward and change for the better. And better is good. My son's football coach, when he saw some improvement, no matter how small, would always yell out, "That's better!" And better is good. Now, every time I say the word better, I always think of, "And better is good." You've probably heard that in this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes, right? I think another certainty is that we all learn from our mistakes. We do. We all do. The question is, do we learn the right things or the wrong things from those mistakes? There are several wrong things that reasonable people think we learn when we make mistakes or when we drop the ball. What we think we've learned is that we've failed. That when we make mistakes, we're failures. What we think we've learned is that we're now less than or diminished because of this. What we think we've learned is that we shouldn't even try again because it's just going to end up with us failing and falling again. The Bible says in Proverbs that if the Lord delights in a man's ways, he keeps his, makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. If you're walking with God, working to stay aligned with his presence and his spirit, you're going to stumble. But you can receive this word, and Paul says, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. We're all going to make mistakes. That's not the bad news. That's the real news. The sad news is not everyone will learn the right things from those mistakes and get better. And better is good. So what should we learn from our mistakes? At least this. That just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're perfect or that you won't make mistakes. In fact, it's when we become Christians that we should realize that we're not perfect. It's when we're elevated face to face with perfection in Jesus that we're brought low in humility and meekness. You should also learn to not keep doing the same mistakes over and over and over again. If you're going to make mistakes, and we all will, at least make them different. Thomas Watson Sr., no relation, T-Dub, said that the fastest way to succeed is to double your failure rate. One of the most important things that you need to learn from your mistakes is the power of God's grace. Grace is not something you can earn. You can only receive grace when you've sinned. You can only sin when you've made mistakes. Those three wrong things people learn above can be totally unlearned from this one thing. Grace. Trust that God isn't finished with you yet and move forward confidently in that trust. Learn what you need to learn from your mistakes and you'll definitely get better. And better is good.